could change your name legally, have you ever thought about what would it be?
No, I've never thought about it, but I think it's very fitting for Dante to change it.
Talked to John Baldwin yesterday, and he said that he's been getting some extra work with you. What's your assessment of him and how he's progressed since he's gotten here?
He's been great. John's come to work every day. He's been ready. He's been trying to make sure he's making the right steps to get on the field, and he took advantage of his opportunity last week. The more we throw, the more he's on the field, the more comfortable I get, and I think he's going to be a good asset for us.
He's such a big guy. I mean, is he a nice target for you to throw to, especially on those slants and that type of route where he's shielding the defender?
Yeah, it's great to have a big body receiver like him. He does a great job with his routes, positioning himself, giving himself opportunity to make plays. And, I mean, from what he's shown so far, he's been able to make them. So we want to continue to give him chances.
Colin, you said you guys worked after practice and some last weekend. Is that usually when it takes place, or is it also before practice?
It really just depends when we have time. But with him, he's been very eager about it. To make sure that we're getting reps and we're getting on the same page. Even when he wasn't playing, he was out there trying to get reps with me just to make sure when he did get the opportunity that we were on the same page.
The Texans have done pretty well pressuring the quarterback. What are you expecting to see out of their front
seven? They have a great front seven. They play hard. They play aggressive. They all have great motors. So that's something we have to be prepared for. Our offensive line is really going to have to be geared in this week and really handle business up front.
Watt has a history of knocking down passes. That's something you see a lot on film and are cognizant of.
Yeah, he's someone, if he doesn't feel like he's going to get to the quarterback, he's going to jump up, try to block a pass, try to make a play any way he can. Once again, he's a great effort player, so he's going to try to make a play anywhere on the field, any chance he gets.
What did you take away from seeing how Russell attacked you in the second half?
I think the biggest thing is just going out and playing football, making sure you're executing on offense, sticking to your game plan, and knowing where your matchups are and when you can take your chances.
Sorry, Colin, I may have missed the name of the question. Watching what Russell did on film against the Texans, gave you a few ideas?
A little bit. Just they were sticking to their game plan, ran their offense like they normally do. I think that's what we have to do as well. No, I haven't.
Is he obviously is known for blocking passes. You know, he set a record for defensive linemen. Is that something you have to be more conscious of in this game than you would maybe against some other guys?
That's not something you can worry about as a quarterback. You have to let the offensive line handle that, make sure they get their hands on him. For me, I just have to worry about what our receiver's doing and what the rest of the defense is doing.
You don't want to change the trajectory. You wouldn't change your passing trajectory to...
It really depends, but for the most part, you're going to try to make a throw where you see fit.
You only had two catches. How important was it?
It was huge. Vernon caused a lot of problems for defenses. He's a mismatch when he's on the field, and they have to adjust for him. So even if he's not getting passes, he's changing what the defense is doing to open up things for other people.
What are your thoughts on John Skelton coming forward as a quarterback right now?
Veteran guy. He's been great since he's been here. He's been picking up on things quickly. I think he's a great addition for our team.
Can you talk a little bit about Bruce Miller and his last game? Craig Roman said it was his best game of the season. And as far as how he's coming along as a receiver and an outlet for you?
Bruce is like our Swiss Army knife. He does everything, from special teams to everything on offense. Whether it's blocking, running, catching passes, he's someone that really makes this offense go, and he's a vital part of it. So, I mean, as he develops and as he continues to get better, our offense will continue to get better as well.
Jim used to use that same description for Delanie Walker. I mean, is Bruce sort of in that Delanie Walker role, at least early in the season, while the young tight ends catch up?
I think so. He's taken on a lot of what Delaney did, and I mean, he's accepted it, embraced it, and gotten very good at it. And I think it's showing on the field, and as he gets better, like I said, our offense will continue to get better.